Hello, this is the review for the semester two final exam for international awareness. First of all, the keywords from the text, as usual. いつものようにキーワードが、テストの用紙にあって、先生が、その単語を英語で説明するから、どの単語とか言い方が説明されているのかを記号で答える。はい、じゃあ、例の説明します。最初は、ワンガリマタイ。First of all, keywords from the ワンガリマタイ text that we studied. Okay? Now, think globally, act locally. This means...work at your local area where you live, do something near where you live in your own community, to make the world a better place. So the best way to make the world a better place is to...make your place a better place. And this also means that the people who live in a place know best what to do to make that place better. Okay? ちょっと長かったね。Next, a PhD. This means a doctor degree. So you go to university...And you study, first you do 4 years, and that's a bachelor's degree. Then you do 6 years, and that's a master's degree. Then you do about 8 years, and that's a doctor degree. So, and that's called PhD. And Wangari Matai has a PhD. She is the first woman in all of Africa to get a PhD. Because in Africa, usually women don't go to university. So Wangari Matai is a special person because she's from Africa, a woman from Africa that has a PhD. Next, an ecologist. This means someone who studies nature. So Wangari has a PhD in ecology. She studies nature. Okay. All right. Next, Kenya. Kenya is the country that Wangari Matai is from. Wangari Matai is from Kenya. Next, desertification.You know this word. It means that forests are being cut or forests are dying and the desert is getting bigger and bigger. And Kenya has this problem. All right. Next one. Sustainable development. Sustainable means you can continue something.And development means the way a country or a city is growing. So if you can continue something, then that means it doesn't destroy the nature so much, or it doesn't destroy people so much. Okay. Next.GBM. GBM means Green Belt Movement. And this is the name of Wangari Matai's group. It's the name of her organization. GBM. Green Belt Movement. Next, the Nobel Peace Prize. This is the prize that Wangari Matai won.Because of her work with the GBM. Okay, now the next one is JICA. We studied JICA. 1974. This is when JICA was started. JICA started as JICA in 1974. Next one, 1954. 1954 is when Japan started international cooperation in Asia. So JICA's activities started in 1954, but the name JICA and the organization started in 1974. Next, international cooperation. International cooperation means when countries help each other with technology or social problems. So this is countries helping each other with technology or social problems. Okay, next, to share knowledge. This is JICA's goal. JICA wants to teach things to other countries and learn things from other countries. So it's sharing knowledge. Next, training centers. In Japan, JICA has training centers. And we went to the training center near Ibaraki. And the training center is where people from many countries come to learn something. And they learn at the training center. Next, 2 or 3 years. This is how long a JICA volunteer goes to a foreign country. They start with the 2 years, and if they want, they can stay for 3 years. Next, technical experience. So a JICA volunteer, and if they have technical experience, then maybe they will be asked to go to another country. So if someone is 20 years old, at least 20 years old, and they take the test and pass the test, then they can be a JICA volunteer. But if they have technical experience, then maybe they have a good chance of really going to another country. Okay, next, ODA. ODA means Official Development Assistance. So this is money, usually money, that one country gives to another. For example, Japan gives money to Thailand or Indonesia, and the government gives the money to help the other country's government. So it's ODA. JICA is part of Japan's ODA system. Next, NGO. NGO means non-government organization. So this is a volunteer group. It means a volunteer group, but not by the government. So ODA is by the government, but NGO is not by the government. NGO is normal people doing a volunteer work. Sometimes NGOs are very big. Anyway, next. Norway is number one in terms of GNP. All right, this is about money given for ODA. Money donated to other countries or money loaned to other countries. Norway is number one in terms of GNP. So GNP is the total money that is made by that whole country around the world. And so Norway is a small country, but they give a lot to ODA. Next, Japan is number two in terms of money. So not GNP, not percentage of GNP, but in amount of cash, amount of money, Japan is number two. Next, a dam. This is a dam is something that holds water and makes electricity, but a dam is a typical example of ODA mistake. An ODA mistake, maybe, for example, they made a big dam that was very expensive, but they didn't need it, and the people didn't use the dam. This sometimes happens. Usually not, but sometimes it does. Next, the Green Revolution. This was another mistake by ODA and international cooperation. The Green Revolution was a time when developed countries were teaching developing countries new farming techniques, new ways to farm. But the problem, there was a problem. The farming techniques were very expensive. And after the developed countries left, the developing countries couldn't use the techniques. All right, next. Aceh NGOs, aid organizations. This is where we studied about Doctors Without Borders and Greenpeace about the tsunami. So first of all, Aceh. Aceh is the name of the area that was hit by the tsunami. That's the name. It was in Indonesia, in the island of Sumatra, but the name of the area was Aceh. Next, over 50 organizations helped. 50. So many NGOs and aid organizations helped the tsunami victims. More than 50. Also, next, donations, highest ever. So the donations, people giving money to NGOs or aid organizations, normal people giving money, giving donations, it was the most money ever. That was just after the tsunami. Many people made donations, and it was the highest amount in history of humanity. Next, MSF. This means in French, this means Medicines Sans Frontières. In English, that is Doctors Without Borders. In Japanese, Kokyo Naki Ishidan. This is an organization of doctors that help people in countries where they need help. So maybe they help refugees, or maybe they help with children's health. Next, France. France. France is the country where MSF started. Next, 17,500 people working in over 80 countries. So these numbers, MSF has 17,500 members, and they're working in 80 different countries. Okay, so probably I'll put the numbers on the test. Next, Greenpeace. Greenpeace is the organization, the NGO, that works to protect nature. And they're famous for protecting whales. Next one. And also, Greenpeace had the boat, right? The boat called the Rainbow Warrior. Anyway, next one, underground nuclear tests. This is when a country puts a nuclear bomb underground and tries it to see, you know, how big it is. And Greenpeace started by trying to stop an underground nuclear test from happening in Alaska. America was planning to do a nuclear test in Alaska, and Greenpeace tried to stop it. That's how Greenpeace started. Okay, next one. More numbers. Greenpeace has 1,000 members that work in 41 countries. Okay, next. The Rainbow Warrior. This is the name of the Greenpeace's main ship. It's a big ship, and they use it for research. And the ship's name is the Rainbow Warrior. Next one. UNHCR. 国連高等難民弁務官, United Nations High Commission for Refugees. This is the part of the United Nations that helps refugees. Very easy. Next, UNICEF. This is the part of the United Nations that works to help children. So it could be giving children food or giving children medicine or maybe helping them go to school. But it's not about education. That is UNESCO. It's about children. That's UNICEF. Next one, the Red Cross. Sekijuji, this is a very big organization that gives medical care. Doctors, you know, helping people who need help with their health. That's the Red Cross. Next, CARE. C-A-R-E. This is an NGO that works on poverty. In class, I told you CARE is big in the Philippines. It's big all around the world. Next, WHO. This is 世界保健機関, World Health Organization. This is also United Nations, and they're the biggest organization that helps people with health problems. So they were the leader in the tsunami. They were the leader. They were the top, and everybody else worked under them. MSF, Greenpeace, all these people. Next one. The International Medical Corps. This is like MSF. It's similar to Doctors Without Borders, but it's a smaller NGO, and it's from America. Okay. Next one is Kyoto Protocol. これ授業、最後の授業でちょっと慌ててやりましたね。Kyoto 議定書。みんな聞いたことあるでしょう。じゃあその単語はね、まずね、greenhouse gases、温室効果ガス。This is a gas like CO2, carbon dioxide, that makes the air hotter from the sunlight. Okay, next one, a 5% decrease. That is the goal. So to decrease 5% from the 1990 level, the whole world wants to have 5% less greenhouse gases by 2012. So greenhouse gases is CO2. Next, a 6% decrease. That's Japan's goal. 6% less than 1990 level. Next, an 8% decrease. That's the goal for Central and Eastern Europe. So Central and Eastern Europe, like Russia, you know, Poland, East. So that would be, you know, almost like to Turkey. These countries have dirty energy, so they can decrease more. Next, a 60% decrease. This is the real goal, but not by 2012. By 2012, 60% is impossible. Impossible. But to stop global warming, someday we need to decrease by 60%. All right, now back to the Kyoto Protocol. Australia can do 8% increase. They can put out 8% more CO2 than 1990 because Australia is growing and they have lots of countryside and they also have lots of trees. Next, the U.S. The U.S. is the biggest country that didn't agree. The U.S. did not agree to the Kyoto Protocol because they said it would be too expensive. Okay? And the last one, Russia. Russia agreed, finally. At first, they didn't agree. But later, they agreed. And because Russia agreed, Kyoto Protocol became a real law. So Russia did agree. And that's why Kyoto Protocol was successful. Okay, number two, texts. Do you remember them? 文章全部ね、もう一回読んで意味がわかるか。ね、意味としてちょっとおさらいしてください。そして3番がエッセイ。Number three is the essay. Do you have enough information to write the essay? So we spent 2 hours in class doing this. So introduce an NGO or aid organization you found by researching on the internet. So, ね、教室と同じ、授業でやったと同じね、それをどれか、NGO とかを紹介するんですね。だからその文章を読む人はその NGO とかその団体 を全く知らなかったっていう前提でエッセイでその団体のことを紹介してください。100ワードだから10行ね、10 lines ちょっと超えたぐらいでいいと思います。 All right, so do your studying and make sure you finish the quizzes. All right, bye bye. Good luck on the test.